Murray Grime, welcome to Not the Footy Show.
Oh, thanks, Ashley. Pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great to catch up with you because I'm thinking last year must have been a really emotional year in that you became the fifth hockey umpire to officiate in over 200 games, but then you had to retire not long after.
Yeah, look, it's been a long and illustrious career over 23 years umpiring international hockey. Yeah, look, it was very sad for myself in Melbourne. It's one of those things that, you know, they bring a retirement age in, whether it's the right thing or the wrong thing for them to do, but that's the draw, unfortunately.
It must have been really tough, as you say, 23 years is a long time. How did you get into umpiring in the first place?
Look, I started playing at a reasonably young age, played state junior hockey and then had a couple of injuries to my knees and thought about retiring from hockey, and someone said, why don't you give umpiring a go for 12 months? And I took that option up and progressed pretty quickly through the system, and I think it took 3 years I got into the international scene.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, you were with the FAH World Panel in 99, having started in 94. Was that quicker than even you expected?
Yeah, I think it was, but they were at the sort of the stage where they had a lot of older guys on the international scene, and they were looking for a younger group to come through, and, you know, I was at the right place at the right time and took me opportunities.
How difficult was it being a young umpire? You know, obviously, and at that stage, umpiring guys that may have been older than you.
Oh, look, it's one of those transition stages. You know, you all go out there with a cocky approach, I guess. You want to go out there and prove something to say that, you know, you are good at what you do. But, you know, it's one of those things you never stop to learn. And, you know, you look at the older people that were umpiring those days and you always take bits and pieces of how they umpired. You know, they're good at management or decision making. So you sort of mould yourself into your own person.
What do you think is one of the keys? Is it communication with the players?
I think communication, the way you manage the game. Look, if you can have your players in your hand, you don't want to go out there necessarily to give, you know, penalties or suspensions, green cards, yellow cards. I think the days have sort of changed when, you know, it was pretty cut and dry. If someone did something wrong, you sent them off. Where now it's a bit more lenient, and, you know, it's really important to have those communication skills with the players.
I know certain players have said they reckon, you know, you're a pretty hard umpire out there when they look back on you, but I think they all know not to mess with you as well. I mean, how do you feel about that assessment?
Oh, look, I think it's a pretty good call, Ashley. I think, you know, I always say I'm hard but fair. Players sort of know what they can get away with certain umpires, especially on the international scene and national competitions. Look, I've always set myself pretty high standards, and the players respect that. They can see what they're going to benefit out at the end of the day.
I mean, we saw an article by one of the players recently saying that the umpires don't know the game well enough. Would you agree that that's the case with some, or is that a bit of a harsh criticism?
Oh, look, I think it's a pretty harsh criticism. I think, you know, umpires generally know that what's happening in game, and, you know, they know the rules. I think some of the players need to look at themselves and the way they behave. You know, respect and credibility goes both ways. We respect them and they've got to respect us, and unfortunately at times frustration comes into it and the players think it's, you know, they're up against a brick wall against the umpires' decisions all the time.
Has there ever been one player you've had real difficult time with?
No, there's been a couple of players, but, you know, over a period of time, I think the way hockey's gone with all these different competitions, the Hockey India League, I think it's more of a relaxed mode. We get to know the players a lot better. We can sit down and have breakfast with them at a hotel, where before it was them and us. So I think the mode's actually, you know, it's a far better setting for umpires and players these days.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I mean, one of the things I remember was the Asia Cup. You made a big call in the last seconds, giving a penalty corner against India, which meant they ended up losing to Korea. I mean, some umpires might have bottled that, deliberately playing it over the baseline, but you were always prepared to make those hard calls.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, the rules are there, and I think, you know, you're a better person, and look, as far as the teams find it and they don't agree with your decision, end of the day you're right, and they knew that you're right. Unfortunately, they didn't go to a World Cup, but, you know, you just got to set your standards and you don't change. I've always been one, if you see it, you blow it, don't guess.
You went to 4 Olympics, 2 World Cups, I think 6 Champions Trophies, the major tournaments. Are there any moments there that stand out for you?
Look, I think every tournament you go to, you always learn something new, and I think the way hockey's going as far as for general public aspect of viewing, I think the game's changed, it's heading in the right direction. Special moments for me, look, every game is different, but, you know, when you reflect back, there's two special games that I ever umpired. One was in Lahore, the Champions Trophy, Pakistan played Germany and they had the win, you know, and you're in front of 70,000 people. All of a sudden you had 15,000 people jump a 6-foot-high fence. And, you know, that was a special moment. I suppose maybe two other games. One was the World Cup in 2002 where Korea played Germany. That was a really special game of hockey, you know. It was really fast and furious and, you know, exceptional skill level. I guess the other one would have been Germany versus Holland, which always is a great clash. You know, there's two games that I can remember. One was at the World Cup in Mönchengladbach in a round game. It was one of the best games of hockey I'd seen. And also, most will be at the Athens Olympics in the semi-final when Germany played Holland.
We hear of what it means for an athlete to go to an Olympic Games. What does it mean for an official to be selected to go?
Oh, look, we always set ourselves goals, and I think you've got to be realistic with where you want to go with umpiring. But, you know, to get appointed to an Olympic Games or a World Cup's really special. You know, I sort of set myself when I was young. You watch TV and you see all these Olympic Games and World Cups happening. You think you really want to be a part of that. It is a special time in your life when you do get appointed and go to them and soak up the atmosphere.
One thing I feel sorry for you about, though, is because your career as an umpire has coincided with Australia being really strong, it's meant you've missed out on umpiring finals in so many tournaments.
Yeah, look, I've been fortunate enough where I've umpired the semi-finals at major events, Olympics and World Cups, and Australia's always played in the other semi-finals. So, you know, in one way you want your country to win, and the other way you think, well, I hope they lose this game, so you get the opportunity, which would have happened. But look, you're there for the game, you're not there for yourself.
No, I'm sure, but it still would have been nice to do a final, wouldn't it?
It would have been. I thought, you know, finishing off in 2016 in Rio, I might have had a pretty good opportunity. Look, I umpired really well. It's mostly at the top of my game, but unfortunately, they decided to give two other umpires a crack.
You talked about the rules and players understanding the rules and also maybe viewers and players interpreting the rules. I mean, are there any that you would like to see tweaked or changed that stand out in your mind as an official?
Yeah, look, I think the way they've changed the overhead where you can use your stick, I think that's a good rule now. You just want fast, free-flowing game. I think the only situation that sort of slows the game down now is mostly inside the 23. It's such a critical area where you actually set free hits up and whether you eliminate defenders very quickly with a self-pass. Look, maybe they can be a bit more flexible or sort of change the rule and you know, a bit like ice hockey where they have a little circle, they throw the ball in and that's where they've got to play it from. So, you know, everyone's aware. It just, look, we want to make it attractive sport and for TV audience as well.
You mentioned the overhead, and I feel personally that it should be play on as long as the encroaching isn't deemed dangerous.
Yeah, I think you're right. Look, there's always going to be an aspect of dangerous play, and, you know, we've got a duty of care when we umpire, and the players sort of respect that. Look, the players work it out what's going to happen, and the first of the ball, generally you'll find the second and third player will back away and let them bring the ball down safely to the ground.
We've got referrals in the game now, and that's come in recent times, and I think it works in the main really well. Do you like the way it works, and do you think again there is ways to simplify that? I mean, you've been on both ends as an umpire, on the pitch and up in the booth.
Yeah, look, I think it's the way all sports are going. I think we do need it, but I think we've sort of just got to modify it to, you know, what decisions we're going to use it for, because I think the teams rely on it too much now, especially in very close towards the end of the games when it's a very tight game, one-all situation. People are just use it. I think we need to sort of steer away from that and maybe give them more opportunities to use it. Instead of just having one referral, maybe have one every half.
No, I think there's a lot of merit to be had for that, certainly from a commentary perspective as well, because sometimes we struggle to work out what they're actually referring. Do you think, again, it should be a case of the umpires just saying, is it a penalty corner or not, rather than we're looking for a foot or we're looking for a backstick?
Yeah, look, that's an interesting point, because the way it's set up at the moment, we can actually go back inside the 23 if we see a breach coming into the circle, where we try and get the teams to ask one question specifically. So I think we need to isolate what actually they're actually looking for. Let's not go back and find previous breaches.
No, I agree with that. Now, I saw when you announced your retirement, you mentioned Ian Pitt as a key man in your career. Can you tell us a little bit about him and his influence?
Yeah, look, Ian, he's been around for a long, long time. He played for Australia. He is captain coach of South Australia. This goes back into the late 60s, early 70s. Ian was very instrumental in bringing a lot of umpires' careers, such as Don Pryor and the Alan Shassers, the Craig Beaches, etc. Look, Eden was my first umpires manager in 1987, my first tournament in Canberra. Ever since then, you know, he had the confidence and guided me in the right direction to get me where I ended up. So, you know, he put a lot of time, a lot of effort. Look, Ian was one of these guys, it was never just positive things. He was always very critical, but in being critical, he wanted to make you better. So you always learn the lessons.
Was he someone you could go back to during your career as well for tips?
Yeah, look, Ian used to always come and watch me, even when I was umpiring the Olympic Games, you know, warm-ups, he'd always come out and offer advice. And it's one of those people, he had the credibility, and whatever he said to you, he took it on board. And it might only have been a minor thing, but he wanted you to be better.
How have you taken retirement now? Is it sunk in?
Look, it's slowly sunk in, but what a relief in one way. I can concentrate on my own work. Look, I sacrifice a lot of time to hockey. I do it because I love it. At the moment, I'm actually putting things back into Asian hockey. As far as development programs in Singapore, Bangladesh to a certain degree, Malaysia want to come on board. So look, I'm trying to do a lot of work with the Asian countries because I think, you know, they've got a lot of potential, as well as the Australian umpires as well.
So obviously still involved. I mean, is there a place for you in the video booth to actually be a video umpire now that you're no longer allowed to be on the pitch?
Oh, look, you'd always love to go to a national hockey tournament. I've decided to go down the umpire managing role. FIH made a decision that they don't want you to be an umpire's manager or video umpire. So look, I've elected to go down the umpire managing role. I play that role quite well. I think I've got a lot of knowledge to pass along and also be a mentor to local umpires and Australian-based umpires.
Well, that's really good. Now, just before we let you go, obviously the FIH is going through a revolution, as they call it. I mean, there seems to be a lot of things changing, including the World League. I mean, how do you feel the future looks for hockey?
Oh, look, I think the future, I think we've got to be realistic. I think the game will change. I think, you know, they're set in stone at Tokyo Olympics, it's going to be 11-a-side. But I really see in the future, it's mostly going to be a refined 5-a-side or 7-a-side. So, look, what's that going to do for TV audience and the general competitions around the world? It's yet to be seen.
Does it scare you a little bit that the traditional game could get harmed?
Look, I think it's in everybody's mind, you know. It certainly, if it does get harmed, but I think, you know, we need to look at the future. I think 5-a-side, 7-a-side would be fast and exciting, and I think it'll still draw the crowds into it.
Well, Murray Grime, thanks for all the memories down on the pitch, and we wish you all the best in developing the umpires of the future.
Thanks, Ashley, and look forward to talking to you soon.